Now, at the start of the new year, many people decide to change their jobs, Didi. Others want to go back to the workforce if they've been absent for a time. So no matter what the situation is, changing jobs or going back to work, well, that's pretty stressful. Let's try and help you navigate through that. Joe Attard, Principal Consultant of People Edge Coaching and Consulting, who joins us on the line now. Hey, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Tim and Didi.
Hi. Let's maybe start with people who are changing jobs. It's the start of the new year. Is this a good time to look for a new job, or is it better to have tried at the end of the previous year?
Yeah, it's interesting. The job market tends to close down from, or traditionally had closed down from the beginning of December or even into November, right through to the end of January and into February. Although what we've seen in the last couple of years is that's actually shortening that period. So it's good at the end of the year to really look at what it is that you want and get yourself ready for that job search activity early in the new year when things start to get start to come back on board, purely and simply so you know you've got all of the things you need to that you need to have, but also you have really clearly you're able to clearly articulate what it is that you're looking for.
Sure. What if you've been out of the workforce by choice, so you wanted to leave that job and you've been away for a while and you want to jump back in? Where do you start?
Yeah, well, again, it's about knowing what it is that you want. You know, why did you leave your last role and take a career break? Was it, you know, was it for care reasons? Because more and more of us are doing that for either aged care or childcare reasons and having a break that way. But it might be because you were either burnt out or you didn't like, you know, for whatever reason where you were. So it's really important to understand those reasons why, so you don't actually jump into the same situation again. And then really think about what you've got, you know, what skills of yours you actually want to use and where you want to use them, and do some research first and work out what your profession is doing right now or what your job area is doing right now, what sort of organisations are hiring those sorts of people and what they're actually asking for in those people, because sometimes it might mean that you might need, depending on how long you've been out of the workforce, you might actually need to do a little bit of retraining in some areas that perhaps weren't required when you were last in that role.
And doing that research, Joe, would be handy when you're putting or refreshing your CV. What are some of the things that you should leave in or leave out?
Yeah, well, resumes, I always say resumes should never be updated. They should be rewritten because
that's interesting.
The type resume methods and types of resumes actually change over time as well. And it's easier to actually you only ever put things in a resume that are really 10 to 15 years old. Unfortunately, qualifications and skills do have a bit of a shelf life. So if you have a chronological resume, and there's a number of different types of resumes, but a chronological resume is that sort of resume that we're all used to, you want to make sure that you don't include things that are actually going to count against you. So you don't want to put things in like perhaps your address might count against you. You know, if somebody decides that they don't want that, you might have to travel too far.
Okay. To work. Yeah, right.
Nobody's going to send you a letter anymore.
No.
So you don't need your address in there. You never put your date of birth. You never put your marital status or your, you know, your children. And even interests can count against you. If you say that you're a, you know, you're a Rabbitohs fan and the person doesn't like the Rabbitohs.
As a Roosters fan, then you're in big trouble, I can tell you that, Joe.
Absolutely. So it's really important, unless, of course, you're applying for a job with the Rabbitohs.
You haven't got a problem. Yeah, that's
exactly.
Right.
Exactly. So, you know, just think about that. And the other thing never, ever to include in your resume, and I see it a lot, is other people's details. So a lot of people put their referees' details in their resume. Putting your referee's details in the resume you know, is really opening things up to all sorts of things, including an opportunity for the for the prospective employer to contact those referees without your knowledge, and you haven't been able to word them up about what it is that you're looking for.
Yeah, and Joe, just about all jobs are advertised online now, and just that phone call we just had from Dougie, a lot of these things seem to be common sense to most of us, but to some they might not be. So if you're not particularly savvy on the net, how do you go?
Well, you really need a three-pronged approach to job search anyway. So you need to use your networks. More jobs are actually gained through networking by far than any other. Only about 20%, 20 to 30% of jobs are ever advertised anyway. Using recruitment agencies is another thing that you should also use, and sometimes by engaging with a recruitment agency properly, you can, you know, that they will actually do all of that that search for you, and also, you know, obviously, you know, it is the way that we're going. Technology is king, unfortunately, for some, it's something that we all really do need to keep up with, so we can be seen as a little bit of a dinosaur if we don't.
Yeah, right.
Regardless of what the role is that you're applying for.
So, yeah.
If you are scared of it, get someone to show you so you won't be scared of it anymore.
Yeah, that's all very interesting, Joe. It is. We really should have a yarn to you again. We're sort of running out of time this hour, but where do the listeners find you?
PeopleEdge.com.au.
Okay, PeopleEdge.com.au. Yep.
Yep, or Google PeopleEdge Coaching and Consulting.
Good on you. Really interesting
Thanks,
to talk to you, Joe.
Yeah,
thank
I'd like
you.
To talk to Joe again, actually.
Yeah, indeed.